Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the breaking of new ground. Agricultural producers are reminded to consult with the FSA and NRCS before breaking out new ground for production purposes, as doing so without prior authorization may put a producer's federal farm program benefits in jeopardy. This is especially true for land that must meet highly erodible land, HEL, and wetland conservation, WC, provisions. Producers with HEL-determined soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and rotation requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should notify FSA as a first point of contact prior to conducting land clearing or drainage type projects to ensure their proposed actions meet compliance criteria, such as clearing any trees to create new cropland. Then these areas will need to be reviewed to ensure such work will not risk your eligibility benefits. Landowners and operators complete an AD 1026 highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation certification to identify the proposed action and allow FSA to determine whether a referral to Natural Resources Conservation Services for further review is necessary. Next, don't forget to update your records. FSA annually cleans up their producer record database. If you have any unreported changes of address or zip code or an incorrect name or business name on file, those changes need to be reported to your local FSA office. Changes in your farming operation, like the addition of a farm by lease or purchase, or changing of ownership of land from an individual to something different, like a trust or corporation, also need to be reported to your local office as well. To avoid uninterrupted service or any delays in your program benefits and payments, producers participating in FSA and NRCS programs are reminded to timely report changes in their farming operation as soon as possible after the changes are made. If you have any updates or corrections that need to be made, please contact your local county FSA office. And now a few notes about farm reconstitutions. When changes in farm ownership or operations take place, a farm reconstitution may be necessary. The reconstitution, or recon, is a process of combining or dividing farms or tracts of land based on the farming operation. Producers need to remember that to be effective for the current year, recons must be requested by August 1st for farms enrolled in specific programs. There are four different methods used in completing a farm reconstitution, including estate method, designation of landowner method, DCP croplet method, and the default method. Each method has specific instances when it's able to be used for a farm or tract division or combination. Reconstitutions must be requested by August 1st of the fiscal year, which would be 2017, for farms subject to the ARC PLC program. And next, direct guaranteed in the beginning farmer loan program financing. Farm Service Agency is committed to providing family farmers with loans to meet their farm financing needs. FSA currently has a variety of direct and guaranteed loans available to assist eligible operations. Farm ownership loans or farm operating loans may be obtained as direct loans for a maximum of up to $300,000. Guaranteed loans have a maximum limit of $1,392,000. In addition to regular direct and guaranteed loans, beginning farmer loans are also available from FSA to assist beginning farmers in financing their agricultural enterprises. For more information about FSA loan programs, loan applications, or other materials, contact our local office. And finally, marketing assistance loans. Marketing assistance loans provide financing and marketing assistance for certain agricultural commodities. These loans provide producers interim financing after harvest to help them meet cash flow needs without having to sell their commodities when market prices are typically at harvest time lows. FSA is now accepting requests for the 2016 marketing assistance loans for all eligible commodities after harvest. For more information and additional eligibility requirements, please contact your local FSA office. So producers who have taken out marketing assistance loans and who use the farm store grain as collateral are also reminded that they're responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain throughout the turn of the note. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage on that farm store grain held under loan. And in closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any of the questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers here in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.